Inside Mac.
Welcome to the Inside Mac radio program. We take a lighthearted look at all things Macintosh. Today you're joined by Scott Shepard, Brad Wright, and Dino Orlando. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing good.
Doing well, thanks.
Very cool. The Inside Mac radio program is brought to you by Micromat, makers of Tech Tool Pro 4, the preferred disk and system utility for Mac OS X. You can check them out at micromat.com. DVD-XDV, the coolest software to take DVD content off your DVD, bring it into Final Cut, iMovie, you name it. Very cool stuff. They got a brand new website. Check them out, www.dvdxdv.com. MCE Technologies, these places to get a brand new iPod, a new Nano, a MacBook Pro, a Mac Pro, even a Quad G5. Whatever you need, these cats got them. You can check them out at mcetech.com. The official storage provider of the Inside Mac radio program, FirmTech. The coolest storage, backplane, SATA, MacBook, Express 34, PC cards, you name it. They have all the goodies, removable drive trays, very cool stuff. Check them out at FirmTech. That's F-I-R-M-T-E-K, FirmTech.com. And, of course, our media partners of Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine. You can check them out at popphoto.com, American Photo at, of course, AmericanPhoto.com, Creative Pro at CreativePro.com, Mac Update at MacUpdate.com, the official printers of the Inside Mac Show, Printing for Less at PrintingForLess.com, and the Digital Production Buzz of Philip Hodges at DigitalProductionBuzz.com. Dina, you're going to have some cool news today.
I do, and the first story is Apple is skilled at the element of surprise. We all know that. They keep secrets really well.
Yep.
But find out why it's so important to keep secrets. And that story and more coming up on the Inside Mac Minute Headline News.
Very cool stuff. So, Brad, we attended the...
The mega event.
The Showtime.
The event of the century.
Yeah. We were at the Buena Vista...
Not to understate it.
Theater in San Francisco on
yes.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Attended the Steve Jobs presentation for Apple's new goodies that we're going to talk about in this hour.
Yes.
We're going to have experts. We recorded this live ourselves from the Apple event.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go through and have a little points here on what
we're talking about.
What Steve
talking
talked
about
and what's going on with that, and just sort of do a rundown of what on today's show, a rundown of what Apple announcements, what they were, and what does it mean?
Yeah, and I think that's the whole thing, is that there was a lot going on. There were a lot of big people there at the event. They had... Well, basically, Tim Cook from Disney, who's the head of Disney Pictures. And they had, of course, Bob Iger, who's the head of Disney Everything. And in addition, they had a lot of important people in the audience as well. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up.
Yeah, that'll be pretty cool stuff. So we have a bunch of clips here. We're going to start off this in chronological order of what happened with the keynote itself. So we're going to, in this next segment here, we're going to start off with what Steve talked about the iPod.
Yeah.
And then we're going to roll into the iPod Nano, and then down the line through all kinds of cool stuff. So,
oh, yes.
I think it was a pretty interesting gig. I know it was pretty tight for media access, because I know there was a lot of people that we know in the media didn't even get invited.
We do, and it was kind of we were kind of shocked that they weren't there. We were expecting to see them there, but they weren't there. We did get some really good video, and as well as because we did already have a video put out of our interview with the king of all things iPod.
Yeah, if you go to iTunes, you can check out there's an Inside Mac television segment of with myself talking to Greg Jozniak. Jaws. That's the vice president of iPod product marketing worldwide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Greg sort of gave a little overview of what went down on Tuesday, and
he was the first guy that I'd ever seen that could do an entire spiel without taking a pause or messing it up or anything. No ums, no nothing. He did a fantastic job on that video. I was probably the best guy I've ever videotaped, ever seen do a pitch. He was just fantastic. Really, really good. I think, you know, if I worked at Apple, I'd have to change my name to the Bras. I'd be, you know, Bras.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool stuff here. So coming up here next on Inside Mac, we're going to talk about the brand new fifth generation updated iPod and some more goodies. So you're here with Dean Orlando that's covering the Inside Mac Minute Headline News, Scott Shepard and Brad Wright. Don't go away. We'll be right back with live coverage of Apple's Showtime event, San Francisco 2006. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD-XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD-XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast-quality video. Video clips from DVD-XDV are ready to use in iMovie. iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com. Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepherd is Inside Mac.
From coast to coast and around the world, the immediacy of a podcast, the reach of real radio, you are Inside Mac Radio. You're here with Brad Wright, Dina Orlando with the Inside Mac Minute News. And in San Francisco, I'm Scott Shepherd. Right now, we're going to go to the keynote presentation, the Showtime event with Steve Jobs. And the first thing I think we want to hit on here is the first thing we talked about. So let's go to what Steve talked about here about the updated iPod, and then we're going to discuss this between Brad and myself. And, you know, so let's run. Let's hear what Steve had to say.
Today, we're going to begin with the iPod. So let's summarize these features. 60% brighter display, 75% longer video battery life, gapless playback, exciting new games, search and quick scrolling features added to the software, and new headphones. But maybe the most important new feature we're adding to the iPod today is we're going to make it affordable and accessible to even more people because we're lowering the price to $249. So the new iPod comes in two models, a 30 gigabyte and a new 80 gigabyte model. And they both come in white and black. The 30 gigabyte model holds up to 7,500 songs, up to 20,000 songs on the 80 gigabyte. That's a new record for an iPod. And 40 hours and 100 hours of video storage. And the prices, again, are $249 and $349 for the 80 gig unit. So this is the lowest price ever for the iPod line, and we're really excited. These products are shipping starting today. So that is the new enhanced iPod. It does video and a whole lot more.
So there you go. There's Steve from the event on Tuesday, and I think, this device is cool. It's got the same form factor, so it's the same thickness as the old 20s and the 60 gigs were.
Yep.
Now we have a 30 and an 80. They lower the price by $50.
Mm-hmm.
So $249 and $349. But what's cool is the brighter screen. And let's talk about some of the software stuff because we got now. I want everybody to go to apple.com, and right on the front is the actual stream of this keynote that goes. Steve, and then we just gave you an extremely brief overview. That was 1 minute worth of Steve telling us a few things, but actually that went on for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, we had stripped out a lot of things because we wanted to hit the main points. But what's really nice about this this new iPod fifth generation, of course, I think is the biggest thing is the battery life for watching movies, because if you're going to watch, when you start watching movies on this iPod, the battery drains really fast, in at least the model that I have, which is the previous fifth gen. Now with this longer, 75% more battery life, you're going to do a lot better watching movies. 60% brighter screen, much better for watching movies. It's basically becoming a much better product all the way around.
Yeah, like you said, it's got a much brighter backlight. The backlight is better so that you have a higher dynamic contrast with the LCD panel. So the examples they gave, and if you go to apple.com and actually watch the keynote itself, you can see a demonstration of before and after with the same contrast settings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it gets a little bit stronger backlight, basically what it does.
Yeah, and then you got the search function that's very cool. There's a fast scrolling, so now when you scroll fast, this little translucent thing sort of pops up like an OS X when you do your, like a CD eject or something pops up on the screen, and it shows you when you're going through the alphabet real quick.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, an old little Rolodex where you had little, you know, in your, not Rolodex, but, you know, you have a phone number by A, B, and C, and you'd flip over to a tab and you'd get the A's and you'd get the B's, that kind of thing. But I think what is almost more needed is you need subdirectories off of your playlist, because one of the things that I have is, it, you know, as these things get bigger and bigger storage devices, you have so many playlists you have to scroll through. And it becomes a real problem. It'd be much easier to put subdirectories of playlists. And so if you're at the gym or in your car or you're watching movies, that you just see that only those playlists that are pertain to what you want to see. Because, heck, you know, you've got 80 gigs of storage now. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and then, of course, they announced games now, so you can play games on your iPod. Now, if you have a fifth generation, that's the iPod dubbed iPod Video, it's the fifth generation one, you can do a software update that's available for free on apple.com /iPod, and then you can play these games, and they released full, these are full-color games, these are really cool. They have Bejeweled, Cubus, Mahjong, Mini Golf, Pac-Man, Tetris, Texas Hold'em. That's actually pretty cool. Fortrex and Zuma. And these things are $4.99.
Oh, didn't they say they also had Pac-Man?
Yeah, they got the Pac-Man.
That'd be my favorite. I'd be like on that thing.
I haven't tried any games yet. I've tried some of the other stuff that we're going to talk about here later in the hour. But it's very cool. And you can play these games. And these games were written for the iPod for controls using the scroll wheel. And it's really cool. I think the Pac-Man is going to be my...
Yeah, I think Pac-Man can be. That was a wasted youth there playing Pac-Man. You know,
it's always
a
very
addictive little game. Yeah, plus it's about the right size and everything for that type of display.
And it's amazing the 80 gigabyte model has 20 hours of battery life. You know,
yeah.
So I called after the event because I went to Las Vegas Tuesday afternoon for another gig.
Which you just come from Las Vegas.
I just came back from Las Vegas from Photoshop World. And I tried to get one. They didn't have any of the Apple Store yet, but I'm hoping they have some here today, Saturday, so I can go to the Apple Store here after we get done with our show live.
Get the
on,
big 80.
Of course, our flagship station, KNTS 1220. And if you want, you can listen to the stream too at KNTS1220AM.com or 1220am.can, whatever it is. We'll tell you later in the show. But you can watch it at our station and listen to the stream there.
1220knts.com.
There you go.
There he is. That's our station break, man.
I know it was mine for a year. I got to know that.
Yeah, see, we're in trouble now.
No, the loud guy from outside is going outside again. Thank you.
So there you go. So you can actually listen to the stream. And then there's also with the with our network has a new radio gig. You can listen to it online, too. And I don't know what that is because we're brain dead. So.
Oh, yeah. But let's go back to the...
iradiodigital.com. So you can go there and listen to it, too. But either way, that's pretty cool stuff. You know what I want to do real quick here is let's hear Steve talk about... I wonder if we should save this for the next segment.
Let's save it for the next segment.
Yeah, because there's more announcements.
Yeah, there's still a lot about the fifth gen. What was really interesting was what was not included. We were all thinking of that maybe there were all these rumors coming out as a larger display. And I think the reason they went away from it was possibly either it was, maybe the most greatest functionality in the whole MP3 player space, which you could argue this, is just a lower price point.
Well, here's the deal.
And it might have just increased the price point, you know, to go to a larger display.
There's this thing coming on the horizon called Zune by a bunch of wackos, okay? That thing's just a total pile. It's the price point. The price point makes a big
difference.
And
we're being nice here saying
you know,
a lot
of people that $50 doesn't make that big deal, but to a lot of people, $50 is a lot of jack.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, $50 will pay the electric bill for the month.
Yeah.
It'll buy gas. It'll do a lot of things. And sometimes, and I really think that the $50 deal is a make or break sometimes. And with Apple including these new accessories, and we haven't even talked about yet, brand new earphones. Newly designed earphones.
I got a story about that. I'll come forward on that. We'll talk about it a little later.
You took care of the deal for the old lady.
We'll talk about that story a little later. Yeah.
Yeah, so but there's new earphones that are cool. These are neodymium drivers. They said Steve said they tested thousands of ears and sizes and different deals. And if you sort of look at just off the top, looking at the earphone itself, the shaft coming out of the round part of the earphone is offset.
Yeah.
And I guess it sits in your ear better.
Oh, it's, yeah, we'll give a rundown of the earphones and,
you're going to tell me they're better than your Shure's.
We'll save that for later. Just have how.
Shows us there's so much more cool stuff back with this new iPod. And really, you get more stuff, more storage, better screen, search capabilities, all these cool things for $50 cheaper.
Yeah.
And you can get them now. You don't have to wait.
Yeah.
I think this thing's going to crank for the holiday season.
Absolutely. I think it's the best thing going right now.
Yeah. So next up here on the Inside Mac radio program, we're going to see that the little guy gets bigger and an all-new look. So that's pretty cool. And I think maybe that's something you alluded to earlier. So, hey, you're listening to the Inside Mac show. We'll be right back.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
My systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you notarized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be in insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
Inside your life.
Business.
Your home.
Inside
your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepard.
With Scott Shepard.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac radio show is brought to you by Micromat, makers of Tech Tool Pro 4. They have brand new universal binary releases of Protégé and Disk Studio. So now you can get the stuff that works on regular PowerPC Macs or Intel-based Macs. You can check all this cool stuff going on with those cats over at micromat.com. So the little guy got bigger and cooler, and he's looking pretty now.
Got all kinds of new stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So what we're talking about here is Apple following the chronological order of the presentation on Tuesday in San Francisco by Apple CEO Steve Jobs. They introduced a brand new iPod Nano. So right now, instead of us blabbering about it, let's hear Steve talk about it. Like I said, this is a condensed version that we has been highly edited that we recorded on Tuesday, and you can see the whole thing in its entirety at Apple.com. You can watch it, you can see it, you can see all the pretty pictures and the new ads. But here, let's listen to Mr. Jobs here and see what he's got to say about his brand new Nano.
Let's take a look at the iPod Nano. This is the iPod Nano, and as you know, it is the most popular MP3 player in the world. So today, we're going to introduce a second generation Nano, designed all new from the ground up, and this is what it looks like. It's made out of aluminum, and it's even thinner than the first generation Nano. It's beautiful. This is what it looks like. This is the top with the hold button. This is the bottom with the 30-pin connector and the headphone jack. And maybe the most obvious new feature of these new Nanos is we're bringing back colors. Now that we have aluminum, we can do beautifully anodized colors, blue, pink, green, silver, and black. And so these are the new iPod Nanos. Now the first generation Nano had a 14-hour battery life. We're increasing that to 24-hour battery life on the second generation Nano. We have gapless playback. We have those new software features of instant search, quick scrolling. Two great new software features for the second generation Nano. We're including the new headphones as well. So, second generation Nano, it's got a thinner aluminum case. It's really beautiful. Five beautiful colors that it comes in. 40% brighter display, 24-hour battery, gapless playback, search and quick scrolling, and it comes with the new headphones. The second generation Nano comes in three models. A 2 gigabyte model in silver, a 4 gigabyte model in silver plus the three colors, and an 8 gigabyte model in black. 500 songs, up to 1,000 songs, and up to 2,000 songs on the 8 gigabyte. This is, again, a new record for an iPod Nano. And the prices? $149 for the 2 gigabyte model, $199 for the 4 gigabyte model, and $249 for the 8 gigabyte model. And all of these new iPod Nanos are available today. Well, that is the new iPod Nano.
Dude, this thing rocks.
Oh, yeah. Well, see,
these are beautiful.
The day after these things were announced, I went down to the Apple Store and to check it out over at Valley Fair and bought one. Now, the story behind this was that my wife had originally a pink Mini, which I really, she loved, absolutely loved this pink Mini. And for a birthday, I was going to go replace the battery on it and upgrade the battery because the battery was dying. So I pry the thing out of its case. I take it out, squeeze the little thing out, and I put the new battery in and I shove it back in the case, and it's like, blink, blink, doof, dead.
Ah, you nuked your old lady's iPod.
So I had to immediately run out and disappointingly got her a Nano because she loved the Mini because of that pink anodized aluminum. So immediately, of course, they announced these ones, and I go out and get the new Nano, and she loves it. She's great. But then we try to put this thing in a case, and you can't see the pink case anymore. So you can't see the design. So the cases need to be redesigned like the old Minis, where you basically just plug it in the clip, and you can just drop it in, and everybody can see it, which I think is the way to go.
Yeah, somebody will have a new clip for it.
But we could talk about the headphones, too.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Now we got
about 30 seconds.
We got 30 seconds. We're going to talk about the Nano some more in the next segment and then get into some more cool things. But headphones. Awesome. They sound good?
Insane. Better than my $300 Shures.
That's crazy. Now, I want to go out and buy something today that's just got new headphones.
Just got new headphones.
Just to test the stuff, you know, because, you know, we do a lot of development work with this iPod things, and, you know, we need to check this way. Hey, you're listening to the Inside Mac Show. Next up, more goodies. We'll be right back.
This is Bob, Dr. Mac Levitis. If you need troubleshooting, training, advice, or technical support for your Mac, we can help. We can resolve most Mac problems quickly, painlessly, and inexpensively, and we guarantee it. Plus, our cool internet-enabled remote control software lets us work with you no matter where in the world you happen to be. For more info or to schedule an appointment, visit www.boblevitis.com or give us a call at 408-627-7577.
Momentum for your Macintosh. Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
Wish to leave a record of your call.
You're Inside Mac, the only source on the planet that brings you everything new and you need to know about the Macintosh. And this part of the Inside Mac show is sponsored by DVD-XDV. If you've got some great content that you want to pull off a DVD, bring it back into iMovie, iDVD, Final Cut Studio, Final Cut Pro, an Avid Nitro system, whatever. It doesn't matter. This thing exports it as a cool QuickTime. You can use it anywhere you want. Check it out. They got a brand new website. Cool stuff going on. DVDXDV.com. I'm Scott Shepard. I'm here with Brad Wright, and now Dina's with us. It's going to give us a little tease here on the Inside Mac Minute headline news that's on the way.
Thanks, Scott. Can a journalist's desire to see a real iPhone excuse the fact that he published fake pictures and a fake story? His executive director says so. Details coming up on the Inside Mac Minute headline news.
Thank you, Dina. Hang Frenchie.
Yeah.
Die.
No, it's like, no.
Lucky
it's not,
Pierre.
Let's not go into the French. There's lots of French people listening to this, I'm sure, and they're going to be mad.
Oh, I'm
but
sorry.
But it's nothing to do with French. Just a I'm guy who's a bad journalist.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry.
Freedom fries. Freedom fries.
Yeah. Okay, so psychos. Enough with Lucky Pierre. Wee. Okay. So back to the deal. The new headphones rock. The nanos are beautiful. The colors on these things are incredible.
Yeah, it is. And I really, that was the one thing that was missing was, of course, was, you know, I wish they maybe the next thing is to skin up all of the iPods with the aluminum case. It would be great. I love the anodized aluminum. It's a fantastic
You know, it has
finish.
A feel to it, and I would put money on it, and I can't say this for a fact because we don't know, and it's not been released in a press release, and we didn't get too technical with the cats there with Jaws.
Yes.
But it feels like the surface is hard anodized. If you ever felt anything that's anodized aluminum, it has a certain feel to aluminum.
Yeah.
But then when something is hard anodized, it's a very, you can feel it's very hard and a much more of a dense surface to it, and it feels like these things are hard anodized.
Yes.
That would make them extremely resilient to scratching and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's what they're missing. But, you know, the biggest thing, and we kind of touched about this earlier, is that suddenly the headphones shipping with these things are amazing. I don't know how they did this. I don't know how they got such good quality headphones in such an inexpensive package, you know, just to include those into the iPod, because they are a major upgrade from the existing earbuds they used to ship with. They sound... Said I put them on. And I put on my Shure EC3s, which are about $300 pair of headphones, and I like the ones they shipped with the iPod better. They sounded bassier and flatter, and just, you know, good solid quality vocals. I mean, just fantastic stuff.
Yeah, and like I said, the colors are unreal. The new ad is just beautiful. You've seen it on
TV. I'm so glad the silhouettes are not in the ad. You know, I'm just getting tired, a little bit tired of those silhouetted iPod ads.
Well, they showed the brand new ad. They showed the brand new ad before the keynote started. Was a Bob Dylan ad for iTunes.
Yeah, that was.
And we all know that Mr. Jobs enjoys Bob's music.
Yes. Well, they're it's just you know, maybe a nice new commercial that isn't just the same thing over and over again. I was happy to see it. I like the little swooshes around there with all the color. That's very cool.
Very particle illusion looking stuff.
Yeah,
very
it's cool. It's very good.
Lots of saturation and color, mm-hmm. So it's pretty neat stuff there. So, I don't know if we have enough time actually here to go into our next new product announcement. As a matter of fact, I can check here, but I don't think we do. I think we'll want to save it. Yeah, we don't have enough time. We're going to save it for the next segment, but. The nanos are cool.
Oh, the other great thing, which was amazed me about them, of course, is the packaging. The packaging for this thing is beautiful. Not many people spend a lot of time on packaging, but packaging sort of sets up the show as you're opening the stuff.
And, man, these things are set up for show.
It's just literally, it's like it's all clear.
It's a hard plastic packaging.
It's a hard plastic packaging, but actually my wife is using the packaging as a case now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's that beautiful. It's that nice. It fits everything. I think just make the kit, make it a little stronger and just save it.
Well, the thing
it
is, it displays better on the shelf because you can really see the vibrant, the vivid colors of the iPod.
Oh, yeah.
The main thing is, well, what Steve touched on during the keynote, that if you go to Apple.com and listen to the whole keynote in its entirety, is it saves so much fossil fuel because they've eliminated, like, what they say, 60% of packaging weight.
Absolutely. It's not something you'd want to throw away. It's something you would want to keep around.
But even moving the stuff around, they're saving fuel, and Apple likes to be a green company. And,
yes.
You know,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty cool stuff. So, hey, you're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. And next up here, the shuffle gets clipped on Inside Mac Radio.
Creative Planet Communities present the Digital Production Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Production, post-production, distribution. What's really happening now and in your digital future? The Digital Production Buzz, live Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific. Archives and podcast immediately after.
Informal.
Informative.
In front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on. Call Scott now at 800-490-0058 or email us at radio@insidemac.com. Inside Mac.
Inside Mac Radio is on the air, your one place for everything great that is the Macintosh. Inside Mac Radio is brought to you by MCE Technologies. If you want the coolest place to get a brand new iPod, an iPod Nano, some other things we're going to talk about here in a few minutes, a brand new MacBook, MacBook Pro, upgrades for your G3, your G4, memory, you name it, these cats have it in stock. They're stuffed full of goodies. Check them out at mcetech.com. So, going on in our event here in San Francisco, let's talk about the next product that Steve talked about. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to roll this little clip here. It's about a minute and a half. It's a pretty interesting gig, and we're going to talk about that. So let's roll it.
The iPod Shuffle is really interesting. You know, we pioneered this concept of the tiny, affordable shuffle player. And you know what? It worked. Because I'm very pleased to tell you today that we've sold 10 million iPod Shuffles so far. 10 million. So we're really happy with this. And today, we're announcing the second generation of the iPod Shuffle. So let me show it to you now. This is it. It is a fraction of the size of the first generation, right? It's a fraction of the size. Matter of fact, I'm gonna have to make it bigger so you can see it here. Now, the number one thing that came back from customers using the first generation Shuffle was wearability, right? Tons of accessories to attach it to your body in one way or another. It was wearability, whether it's for athletic use or other uses, is wearability. So we started with wearability. The second generation Shuffle comes in a beautiful aluminum case, but we started with wearability because it's got a built-in clip, right? Right in the back of it. I've got one right here, as a matter of fact. This is it. That's it. On the bottom, it's got the switches that say play linearly or shuffle and turn it off or on. It's really sweet. And again, this gives you a feel for how small it is. It's beautiful. It comes with a dock, so you can just dock it. And USB 2 plug on the other end of that cable plugs right into your Mac or PC to charge it, to sync it. And so it comes in one model, has a gigabyte of storage, holds up to 240 songs. So this is the world's smallest MP3 player. It's got an aluminum case with a built-in clip. It's the most wearable MP3 player we know of. 1 gigabyte holds up to 240 songs, 12-hour battery, USB 2, and it comes with the dock and earbuds. We're going to sell it for $79. So we are really excited about the second generation iPod Shuffle, the most wearable and smallest MP3 player in the world.
This thing is so cool.
Yeah, I think it absolutely is. It's like one of those things that you could take with you where you weren't going to worry about what happened to it because it's only $79. So if you're just doing some extreme sports, hey, if you're skydiving, as you know, you're doing some dirt bike racing.
I want one just because it's so small that when I go on a plane trip, okay, 240 songs average, 4 minutes a song is what, four or 5 hours?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's long enough for a plane flight from here to Orlando or from San Francisco to New York or whatever.
It's really small.
Great for podcast stuff.
Yeah.
Anything. It's so small. It's the size of what, a 50-cent piece.
Mm-hmm.
And it weighs nothing.
And the little clip, I think, is.
And
really,
the headphones are worth $79.
Yeah, that's right. I'd buy it just for the headphones. Save yourself $300.
And it's got a dock. It's got a dock too.
Yeah.
Amazing, really.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it really, it's amazingly cool. Without a doubt, it is probably, I think those things are going to sell out immediately. So in a month, when they show up at the Apple store, line up, because those things are going to be
gone. Think about
it,
okay? Everybody wants an iPod, okay?
Yeah.
It owns 80% of the market right now, or 79 point whatever, okay? And, you know, a lot of places, you know, a lot of things, people are, you know, money's tight for the holiday season. But for $79, everybody can have some kind of interface with iTunes to take their music with them.
Yeah.
Their podcast. It doesn't matter what it is. Their audio, their podcast, their music, whatever it is. Even Audible books, put on the shuffle. And if you make your playlist up in order and you know what it is, you can work. I mean, you don't have to have the thing shuffle. You can actually set it on the bottom to go next song, next song, next song. And the thing works fine. The thing is, it's got the same clip that's on the iPod remote, the FM radio piece.
Uh-huh.
Really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really
cool.
It
really, you know, it probably, I think everybody who owns an existing iPod is going to just want to have one of these. They are so nice.
Okay. So that thing rocks. Coming out in October. 79 clams. Smoking deal. Works with, of course, the Mac or a Heathen box if you're so inclined to still have one of those by then. Let's talk about iTunes. This is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go into this. We got to get rolling on this stuff. So let's go into iTunes here.
Today, we are introducing the most significant enhancement to iTunes since we introduced it in 2001, iTunes 7. So the first thing about it is you can see that we've divided it into sections, library, store, devices, and playlists. The library now doesn't just have one big library, but has separate libraries for your music, your movies, your TV shows, your podcasts, your audiobooks if you have them, whatever you've got. It has a separate library for us. You can find things much, much faster. It's a much better way to organize. The iTunes Store has its own section. Devices have their own sections. iPods, CDs that you might be ripping, they come and go. If they're there, they have their own section. And playlists. Very, very simple and straightforward. It's a very nice improvement. And that is the first thing that's different. Now let me focus on something else that's new. The view. We've added some new views to iTunes 7. So this is a switch, a three-position switch, and it controls the view that you're looking at. So here's my music library, and I'm looking at the list view. But we've added a second view now called album view. And it puts the album art up there, and it puts all the tracks that you have from that album, so you can scroll through your music library and look at it by album. So album view is just stunning, but there's something even better. And that's the third view. This is called cover flow view. This enables you to rapidly find what you're looking for by the album cover. Not only that, it allows you to rediscover music you already own. It is the coolest thing. But this is not just for your library. This works in playlists too. And it's not just for music either. Let's go to TV shows. So it works for everything in the system. And it's pretty amazing. And we think the new views are going to be one of the most popular new features in iTunes 7. And all video will be delivered at 640 by 480. Now, iTunes 7 also features gapless playback. There's some other really cool things I want to tell you about. Number one is you can now manage your iPod from right inside iTunes. Another really cool feature we've added to iTunes 7. This is the ability to more easily move content that you've purchased from the iTunes Music Store between your various computers. Those are some of the new features in iTunes 7. We think you're going to really like, in particular, the album and cover flow views, gapless playback, and the dramatically increased video resolution. iTunes 7 is available today, and it's a free download at iTunes.com.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Very cool. And one of the things that cover view is going to make a lot of people want to go out and get more cover art for all of their songs and whatnot if they don't have them already.
Right.
Make sure you get it, because it just makes you feel, it gives you that feeling like when you're at an old record store where they had vinyl and, I mean, you know, records, and you can walk through the cover art and you just have that feel. Or if you're browsing through your old record collection and you just have that feel, it's fantastic.
Let's go to another clip here because we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. And Steve usually has this thing where he says one more, and let's listen to this. This is all part of, we're still talking about iTunes.
But there is one more thing. And that is movies. Today we're going to talk about adding movies to the iTunes store and the whole iPod iTunes experience. So today we're starting out with films from Walt Disney Pictures, Pixar, Touchstone Pictures, and Miramax Films, four studios owned by the Walt Disney Company. And today we are making available over 75 films online starting today. We're going to be adding more every week and every month. including in the next few months, two movies that are today the number one and number two movies of the year, Pirates of the Caribbean and Cars. Movies are going to be available on the iTunes store the same day as they are released on DVD. So what are we going to price them at? For new releases, we are going to price them at $12.99 for pre-orders and during the first week of sale on the store. Movies will generally go up for pre-order about a month before they're released, and during that time and during the first week on the store, they are $12.99. After the first week, they go up to $14.99. Then we have library titles. Most library titles will be priced $9.99 every day. And these are great films like Shakespeare in Love, Good Will Hunting, The English Patient, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Enemy of the State, The Insider, National Treasure. All of these movies and more are available today for $9.99. So, movies, near DVD image quality, Dolby Surround Audio, same day as DVD release, available the same day on iTunes as they're released on DVD. You can pre-order with one click. The usage rights are exactly the same as they've been for TV shows, which has been super successful for us. Parental controls have been extended to include MPAA ratings. So you can now buy movies on the iTunes store. And they're now playing on a computer near you, and they're now playing on an iPod near you.
Dude, this rocks.
This very much rocks. This is so awesome. I mean, you know, what? One of the things I was just hoping for is that they would not do variable pricing, because I kind of like that $10 flat fee where you don't even think about it. But now you have to kind of like, because, you know, you find any song and just go, oh, 99 cents, boom, get it. 99 cents, get it, boom. When you have to pay like, you know, 50% more for a particular song, you know, movie, you hesitate a little
bit. But we know the movie studios are sometimes a bit greedy.
Yeah.
Okay, they want some of that extra cash, some extra booty in their pocket. So consequently, you know, what are you going to do? But it's pretty cool. When we come back, we got one more thing. You're listening to Inside Mac Show. We'll be right back.
If you want to keep up with the world of Macintosh, there's only one place that will provide everything you need to know, and always first. MacMinute.com is a leading source for up-to-the-minute Mac news. Updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, MacMinute has all the news and industry information weeks before the magazines. Why be the last to know when Mac news breaks? Visit MacMinute.com.
Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepherd is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. This part of the Inside Mac show is brought to you by FirmTech, the official storage sponsors of the Inside Mac show. All kinds of cool stuff with those guys. Check them out over at FirmTech.com. Now, one more what?
Another thing.
But there is one last thing I'd like to talk to you about today. Now, this next thing's a little unusual for us. It's a sneak peek of a product that will be announced in the first calendar quarter of 2007. We usually keep things pretty corralled until we're ready to ship them. But in this case, I think it completes the story. And to understand where we're going, I'd like you to get a sneak peek of this. So we decided to go ahead and show it to you today. So we've now got music, and TV shows, and audiobooks, and movies, and all sorts of great digital content on the iTunes store. And you can take that content, again, whether it be music or TV shows or movies, let's focus on movies here, and you can purchase it and download it over the internet to your computer. It can be a Mac or a PC. I'm going to choose a Mac here because I'm biased, but that could be a PC too. And you can take that content and enjoy it on your computer, whether it's a desktop or a notebook. And you can also sync it to your iPod. And it's really great. But what about that big screen flat TV you just bought last weekend? You'd love to be able to, say, watch your movies on that, right? So what are we going to do to complete this picture? Well, you need a box to drive that big screen TV to play movies. I mean, if you want to play DVDs, you got to go out and buy a DVD player, right? Well, you got to go out and somehow get a little iTunes player here to play this stuff. But how's this box going to talk to the computer? Do I want to string cables throughout my house? Because my computer's probably in my den or in some other room in the house, and my TV is in the living room or wherever it might be. So I'm going to talk to it using wireless networking. And that's going to get the content from my computer to this box from the box onto the TV. Make sense? Right? That's what we'd all like to do. We don't want to tear up our walls to string cables. Let's talk about this box. This is the missing piece. Well, here it is. Internally, we call it ITV, It's going to let you enjoy your media on your big screen flat TV. Now, it's a code name internally, ITV. We've got to come up with a final name before we introduce it in the first calendar quarter of next year. We're just going to call it ITV today. Now, let's look at what ITV gives us. Let's spin it around, look at the connectors on the back. First of all, what it doesn't give us is a power brick. It's got the power supply built in it. It's got 802.11 wireless networking built in, industry standard for home networking. We've got a USB 2 port, and we've got an Ethernet jack. In case you do have a terrestrial network, you can use it as well. Now, let's talk about getting the video out onto your TV. We've got an HDMI connector. This is the new connector that all big screen flat TVs have. With one cable, you can send digital video and digital audio over to the TV. So it's got that built in. If you don't have that, it's got component video and analog audio, and it also has digital audio via an optical cable. So we think that ITV is going to be pretty popular for movies, TV shows, music, podcasts, and photos. We're pretty excited about it. So that gives you a little taste of it. All righty. So again, ITV, I think it's the most stunning graphics we've seen on a television. Movies, TV shows, music, photos, podcasts, and more. And now I can download content from iTunes and enjoy it on my computer, my iPod, and the big screen TV in my living room. We think it's really going to be pretty great. So, ITV lets us enjoy our media on our big screen TV. Works with iTunes on PCs or Macs, right? Just like iPods. Works with PCs or Macs. It's coming in Q1 of 2007, and we're going to announce the price today. We're going to price it at just $299. You can get great content online, download it over the internet. It's now playing on a computer near you. It's now playing on an iPod near you, and it's coming soon to a TV near you. And I hope this gives you a little bit of an idea of where we're going.
There you go.
Yeah, and you know what this is? Basically, this is a direct competitor to Windows Media Center. Their Media Center's PC, which is big boxes full of bugs and glitchy and everything, and cost a fortune. Now, this little $300 box is going to do all of that. It's going to do it to a PC or a Mac. It's completely, you know, completely cross-platform, and it's not going to have any problems or glitches or anything. It's going to be perfect.
No, very cool stuff. Full front row type of interface. You know, there's just so much to talk about. So here in the next hour, we're going to talk to Andy Shallett.
Philip Hodgetts of the Digital Production Buzz.
Exactly. Sammy Levin. Dina's going to be here with the news. All kinds of great coverage. You're listening to the Inside Mac radio program. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you want to find Macintosh software updates faster? Do you want to do this without paying a yearly fee or a site bogged down with tons of advertising? Do you want your software update site to offer you a free membership featuring custom watch lists, email update notifications, custom layouts, and more? Do you want to have the latest 15 Macintosh software updates streamed to your menu bar? Now, do you really want to know who this great website is for the best Macintosh software updates on the planet? It's MacUpdate.com. Check out MacUpdate. Visit www.macupdate.com.
You are Inside Mac.
Welcome to Inside Mac Radio. We cover everything in the world of Macintosh. You're here with Scott Shepard, Brad Wright, and Dean Orlando with the Inside Mac Minute Daily News Program. How are you doing, Dean?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Hey, the Inside Mac Show is brought to you by Micromat, DVD, XDV, MCE Technologies, FirmTech, and our media partners of Pop Photo, American Photo, Creative Pro, Mac Update, Printing for Less, and the Digital Production Buzz. We spent the last hour doing a complete coverage of Apple's special event called Showtime Tuesday in San Francisco. Brand new iPod updates, new shuffles, new nanos, new iTunes, movies, and a display of an unannounced product that's very not Apple-like, of a product codenamed ITV.
Yeah, it actually is. It is almost exactly the same footprint as the Mini. If you took a Mini and you just cut it down to about a 3/4 inch, I think is what it about the thickness of it was. I'm going by memory. That's what you would get. It's a little bit wider, just a tad wider, but it is actually the same kind of packaging of the device, and it looks really nice. But what's really interesting, I think the most interesting thing about it is just the fact is that it goes head to head against the Media Center, because you know Microsoft would deliver this entire solution with a hard drive and all this stuff, but here it is, this little teeny little device, all self-contained, all ready to go, and it just works.
Well, think about it, man. It's the same size as a Mini. So you put a Mini that's now got a Core Duo processor in it. That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
And stick that on top of it, and everything's there. And with a Bluetooth keyboard.
Yeah.
You don't. It's right there. And now since the ITV or whatever it's going to be called has a gigabit Ethernet port.
Yeah.
That'll be faster.
Well, I'm hoping that we can see some high-def video come out of it, because you'd be able to... I have two things I want. Interlaced content, because I like 60i, you know, and I know it's like the world also has a lot of 60i stuff. I know it's kind of sacrilegious, but, you know, 60i is still pretty cool. Or 20 or 50i in the case of Europe. But also, I think the cool thing would be to support high def, you know, I mean, really getting high def content. And then we got real TV now, you know, we got something that really looks impressive when you're watching it.
Yeah. It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think, Dina?
I think it's pretty cool stuff as well, Scott.
There we go. Yeah. See? Yeah. In complete agreement.
It's pretty cool stuff.
iPods, what do you think? Do you like the new iPods, the pink ones? I mean,
I do. I'm glad they brought the colors back. I think they're really cool. I like the shuffle too. It's tiny and it's just, you can clip it and take it with you wherever you go.
I'm really digging
iPods.
The shuffle.
I really dig the shuffle too.
It's low tech, but it's just too cool.
It is. It's one of those things you just go, I know I could use this for something. I just got to have it. Darn it. You know,
it's a great thing for kids too. When you're a teenager and you want an MP3 player, $79.
Yeah.
You can afford that. Well, a lot of people can anyway.
I think I might get one for my 3-year-old.
Really?
Like, yeah, you know, I'm thinking about it. It's like, here, Kelly, here you go.
So this is going to be like a shuffle for your 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Full of like SpongeBob or Barney or something.
Oh, no, she's gonna be listening to like Snoop Dogg and, you know, all the rap stuff. I'm, nice. That's what I'm getting for her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're going to call Child Protective Services on me.
I'm sorry. Little iced tea body count.
Yeah, right there on, you brother. Go. No, it'll be all nice stuff now.
No, but back to the ITV thing. I mean, this actually, and I understand, and this is why they displayed an unannounced product, is if they would have just, you know, they got some new iPods, great, they're going to sell 100 million of them, cool.
Yeah.
They got movies, cool. Other people have movies, but guess what? Nobody has integration now of the seamless Apple way of integrating the product and the content into the home.
Yeah, and you know, that's what the whole thing about these downloadable movie services is, that you need that full integration. You want to take it, you want to buy it and take it everywhere. You don't want to just say, oh, here you go, you just paid full price and you can only watch it on your little computer screen. Doesn't quite have the same, you know, cachet.
It's just like Vista, Longhorn, you know, the bovine can just walk off a cliff and die, because that whole media center deal is dead.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know this product's going to work with a PC.
Yeah, and it's
platform
not gonna,
agnostic.
It's not going to crash like it did on Conan O'Brien. I think that was classic.
Yeah. Loser! Hey, you're listening to the Inside Mac radio program. We'll be right back.
Thanks so much for listening to Inside Mac Radio. Isn't this great? Hey, it's David Lawrence, and I'd love if you would listen to my podcasts as well. I've got two of them. One is a podcast for my countdown show, the Net Music Countdown. You can get it at feeds.feedburner.com/NMC. And then I have a second one for those of you that listen online tonight or the David Lawrence show. We've got the nightly podcast, and that you can pick up at feeds.feedburner.com/PN. So there's two of them for you. And now, back to more of Inside Mac Radio.
Informal, informative,
in front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on. Call Scott now at 800-490-0058 or email us at radio@insidemac.com. Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the place to hear about everything in the world of Macintosh. And this part of the Inside Mac radio program is brought to you by Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine and American Photo, the two biggest and best publications for the digital and regular film industry. So if you're into photography, digital photography, you name it, anything that's about digital imaging, check it out at popphoto.com. Right now we have Philip Hodges, the digital production buzzmeister. Philip, how are we doing today?
I am terrific, Scott.
So what do you think about all this cool stuff that Apple just announced at their big Showtime event this week in San Francisco?
It was pretty amazing. I'm very impressed with ITV. Not that I can get one right now, but I want one. So, Steve, send me a prototype. I'll test it out for you thoroughly, because at the moment I don't have an over-the-air reception system, so I get all of my TV that I watch off the internet.
Oh, you're the perfect customer.
See, I'll test. I promise.
See? There you go.
Put me under NDA, I can keep a secret. Keep me out, don't put me under NDA, I'll talk all I can.
Yeah.
Now, how do you deliver your content now? Do you deliver it to a TV at all, or are you just watching on the laptop?
No, deliver it to a TV. We got a DVD player that plays MP4s and plays AVI with DivX and all of that. And so we just burn it to CDs or DVDs, drop it in, and it just works like a DVD player.
Works like an ITV.
ITV would be more then convenient because we won't have to go through that burn stage.
Yeah. Now, are you as being a completely broadcast-free consumer, are there any things that you're missing that you just, you know...
How would I know? I don't see the ads.
Okay, fair enough. What else is going on out there?
What I do is I actually have a lot of notifications via an RSS feed, and if something looks interesting, I'll go search out the programs and website and see if that looks interesting. So we pick up the occasional program, or somebody will refer to a program in amongst my circle of friends, and I'll say, oh, that sounds interesting. I'll go looking for that and download it and have a watch of it.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the ITV, and I think, you know, the changes in iTunes 7 are very good. Some changes in QuickTime 7.1.3 that came out at the same time that are mostly good because they fix some security holes that were there in QuickTime. But for people who do interactive QuickTime and people who consume a lot of music videos and music video websites and interactive QuickTime movies, Flash tracks within QuickTime movies are now disabled by default. It's like they were not there at all. And so you have to go into the advanced settings. So if you get a QuickTime movie with it claims to be interactive, but there is no navigation or the text has just disappeared, go into the advanced QuickTime settings. Not in the player, but your advanced QuickTime settings in your preferences area on both Mac and PC and reactivate the Flash there. Big problem for interactive QuickTime developers. Major problem for music bands. I mean, what happens when Steve Jobs sees that the U2 CD that he loves so much isn't going to work anymore because QuickTime broke it?
That'll be a bummer.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think about that. I guess there is a lot of content that is that has those flash animations in it.
It's not so much Flash animations. Flash was used within QuickTime a lot for navigation and for text display because it's consistent across both platforms. QuickTime text before QuickTime 7 displayed differently on Mac and on PC.
I mean, this is sort of your navigation. So if you have a little a little video Well, so what else is going on out there?
Well, of course, IBC was on just recently, and Red Digital Cinema Project showed footage off their 4K chip. Their actual Mysterion chip is now real. They showed footage 10 to 12 seconds at a time. And if you really want to see this, you can go to YouTube and you can find the Red presentation at IBC on YouTube. The 4K footage doesn't quite look the same in YouTube as it probably did on Sony's 4K projector.
Yeah, you can say like by a factor of a trillion, I'd say.
By a factor of a trillion. But also the discussion that follows it is there as well. So you want to check it. Catch up with that, what's going on with the Red Cinema Project. It's obviously very real, and we're going to have Ted Chilowitz on the Digital Production Buzz show at the last show of the month.
Yeah, Ted.
Other things are going on. Apple snuck out a release of Final Cut Pro release, 5.1.1.2, which is very odd that this is a 5.1.2 release because there are a whole bunch of new features, and normally that third level is for bug fixes.
Yeah, well, that very much so, yeah. Well, you know, actually, here's one thing, is that all of the iPod export, when you do update QuickTime, goes to 640 by 480.
Oh, and it looks good. I had a whole lot of material prepared for a website for download at 320 by 240, and you can hear the fans zipping away in the background as I re-rip it all back to 640 by 480 near DVD quality.
Now, here you go. You're re-ripping the stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Are any of the files done yet?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
now, what did your size width go? What did you have it set for the 320 by 240 versus the setting for the 640 by 480? Did you use the default setting, and how big did the files get when you did the conversion between the two?
The default changed with 7.1.3. The default changed from 320 by 240 to 640 by 480 with no choice.
Okay, so you did the stock iPod export component.
Yeah.
Your 320 by 240 video of the same thing in 640 by 480, did it get twice as big?
Yes, but it should have got four times as big. It's four times the number of pixels and only twice the file size.
Yeah, wow. That would be consistent with what I've got. I've got I just encoded a little video that might be up later this week at the new resolution, and actually it might be up already by the time this thing goes as a podcast. But yes, I concur with that. It looks really fantastic.
Yeah, I'm very impressed. The only artifacting that I can see in it is the artifacting that was in the DVD.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, one of the things they snuck into QuickTime 5.1.2, though, is support for FX Plug, selected FX Plug.
That's cool.
Oh, really?
Yep, and 720 24p, we kind of expected that, and 720 and 1080 24f from Canon. Kind of expected that, better support for XD Cam HD, but you know, new stuff like metadata preservation in QuickTime files from Cineon, FX plug control, gamma control. This is at least a full 5.2 release, if not a 5.5.
Well, what's really quite great is because when you talk about FX plug, the big advantage there is you get real time and you get faster renders, and so that means that you're less. I mean, all of the current Final Cut before this would run through really slow, really really slow, painful.
And the scopes are now sampling every line and real time during playback.
Yeah.
Sony did a couple of great new three CMOS chip cameras. The HVR V1 is their professional version of that. That fits a little bit below the Z1U. But I want to sort of, just before we run out of time, talk about Blackmagic Design's new intensity card. And some of the new cameras are coming out, like, you know, an HDR HC3 is coming out with their HDMI video output. Well, Intensity takes the uncompressed HDMI off of your inexpensive HDV camcorder and brings it into a Mac or a PC. But if you want to use the on-air 2.0 software on the Mac side with an Intel Mac, you can have a full broadcast studio with an Intel Mac, two Intensity cards, which are going to cost you $500, two cameras at about $1,500 each. Done. That's your HD studio with the switcher.
Oh, really?
That's incredible.
So now, basically, with two cards, you can become a full HD switcher for pennies, really, a fraction of the cost.
Indeed.
But it only works with the Intel chipset.
I think it probably also works with the G5 quads. I just need a lot of processing power.
I'm sure it's all compatible. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't imagine.
Philip, how do we get more information on the Digital Production Buzz? We got about 15 seconds.
DigitalProductionBuzz.com. Check us live 6 to 7 p.m. Thursday nights or on the web in the podcast afterwards.
Whoa, cool stuff. Thank you so much, Philip. You rock. Cool stuff there. Next up, Andy Shallett and his Trials and Tribulations of Mac and TV.
The Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California is home to the world's largest collection of computer-related artifacts, including rare and one-of-a-kind objects such as the Apple I, the 20th anniversary Mac, and the Palm Pilot prototype. For tours and events or more information, please visit www.computerhistory.org or call 650-810-1010.
Momentum for your Macintosh. Scott Shepard is Inside Mac.
You wish to leave a record of your call.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program, your place for everything Mac and the brand new announcements from Showtime. Cool stuff there. Check out more information on what we've been talking about this hour over at Apple.com. This part of the Inside Mac radio program is brought to you by our media partners of Creative Pro and Mac Update. If you're a creative professional and want to get all the cool new stuff, all the great updates for creative professionals over at creativepro.com, and of course, all the software updates you need over at macupdate.com. So check those guys out. Right now, we have our resident graphics guru, Andy Shallett. We're going to sort of deflect from graphic talk today. And Andy hooked up a Mac Mini to his high-definition flat-panel TV in his house. And we're going to talk about how that worked out compared to what we're thinking about this brand-new thing that was announced on Tuesday, a preview launch of ITV. How you doing, Andy?
Great. You know, guys, I'm just sort of a caveman tech weenie. You know, I just sort of scratch things together and plug them together. And if they work, right? So when I saw the ITV, I thought, hey, that's cool. It's going to solve a lot of problems that I think I sort of ran into anyway, you know, connections and stuff. Because about 4 months ago, I had a Mac Mini that I bought specifically for this purpose. I was getting tired of those remote controls with about 35 different buttons that I didn't need to use, and I figured, you know what, I'm going to check out the front row and see if that really works. So I have this Mac Mini, and essentially it came down to what plugs are you going to use. I have a flat panel TV. It's got DVI output, or rather HDMI, and the Mac Mini comes with DVI. So what I did was I got one of these things about 20 feet long, a cable it goes, that is HDMI on one end, DVI on the other, and I plugged that in. And it pretty much worked. It fascinated everybody in the house, I can tell you that. You know, having the Mac boot up on your flat screen just blows everyone away. It's great. But for sound, unfortunately, I'm not that sophisticated, nor am I, like I say, I'm a caveman. So I have one of those creatures, one of those JVC creature things, you know? And I just plug that right into my Mac Mini, and that gives me my sound. It's very good. I'm using that for my DVDs. And what I do with the flat panel, you know, you get to choose the source. So I sort of, I'm just doing an end run around my cable box and just going straight into the other port in my flat screen so that it's got the high def output or input and with the cable, and the sound is coming out of my little creature. Told you I'm a caveman, okay?
You know, they have digital audio out on those Mac Minis. You know that. There is a digital audio. Yeah, oh yeah. You got to buy a special plug, but you know it's that special little three-prong thing.
Plug.
Optical.
But that would cost $40, and, you know.
$29 at the Apple Store.
I think I'll have to do that.
Yeah.
But it does. You know what? It's still, the sound is great. The thing is that what you run into are strange things, like things that you don't expect. Like, for instance, the screen size, my flat screen is not exactly the same dimensions as an Apple monitor. So I get this problem where it's either too small and I've got a gap on the right, or
pillar
it's
bars.
Too large and it's got this overscan, which is the trick.
Yes.
So what I do is when I'm working on it as a Macintosh with my Bluetooth keyboard and mouse, I'm just using it normal and I've got a little bit of gap on the side. And everything's fine because it's still a very large monitor. You know, it's pretty good for reading email and stuff and checking the web and watching videos and things like that. But when you want to watch a DVD, you want a full screen. So you go into your system prefs, and this is something people don't realize, and there's little options when you check your screen resolution, and then it's got something for NTSC, and it's got a little button, a checkbox for overscan. You click overscan, and you've got full screen. And it's not great for menus, but it's beautiful for watching a video.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably the one thing that people always freak out when they do this stuff, because the TVs are not really made yet for it. And I'm thinking the ITV is going to solve this problem.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I think what they need to do is have a little bracket so you can hide it right next to and behind your flat-screen TV so you use a short cable.
There you go.
Right that.
Andy,
because
thank you so much.
Wireless.
Andy, thank you so much today for all that cool information. And you'll be back next week with more cool graphic tips on your Mac. You're listening to the Inside Mac Show. Next up, some cool Mac goodies. We'll be right back.
You know where you want to go. The challenge is getting there. That's why AGFA has developed innovative solutions that address your current needs while preparing your business of the future. Our chemistry-free CTP is one example. Effortless workflow software and high-productivity inkjet printing are others. We develop technology with your goals in mind, because our goal is to help you arrive at your destination efficiently and profitably. Stay ahead with AGFA. Visit AGFA.com for more info.
Informal,
informative,
in front of the industry.
Inside Mac is on. Call Scott now at 800-490-0058 or email us at radio@insidemac.com. Inside Mac.
Inside Mac Radio is on the air. Your one place for everything that's great is the Macintosh. Inside Mac Radio, and this part of the show is brought to you by, of course, the Digital Production Buzz. We just talked to Philip Hodges. You can check his show out at digitalproductionbuzz.com and Printing for Less, the official printers of the Inside Mac Radio program at printingforless.com. I'm Scott Shepard with Brad Wright. Dino Orlando is with the Inside Mac Minute Headline News. And Dino, what are you working on for today's news?
Well, the new iPods came out this week, and one of them has already been given the Editor's Choice Award from PC Magazine. Find out which one on the Inside Mac Minute Headline News coming up real quick.
Cool stuff. Thanks, Dina. Then when it comes to the newest gear for your Apple, Sam Levin's on top of it. Sammy's here with his Cool Mac pick. Sam's, what's happening this week, brother?
Man, there's so much. We are backlogged, as Dina says, and I'm not going to give that special thing away that PC Mag noted for Apple. But on the peripheral front, we have very cool line of head glasses or electronic, as they call it, wearable electronic eyewear from Oakley. Now, these are our friends that make glasses. I use them every day. I run with Oakley's. I'm sure you all know who Oakley sunglasses are, right, Scott, Brad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know Jim. We know Jim personally. Yeah, we hang with Jim all the time.
All right. Well, they've come out with a product called the O-Rocker. That's O-R-O-K-R. And it's Bluetooth sunglasses. Now, what's really cool about it is it's got headphones built in, and it's got a Bluetooth built in as well. So if you're playing music on your Mac or from your phone, say you're walking and you're listening to your phone, which is Bluetooth, you can listen to music from your phone. You can wait and pause the headset or your eyewear while you take the call. It's pretty cool, a pair of sunglasses, and you can wear them while you run or do any other type of exercise. You could be 33 feet away from your Bluetooth device or your Bluetooth phone and listen to your music. As we know, a lot of phones have got MP3 players built in. Well, this takes advantage of that one step further. They make a great pair of sunglasses. I've been using Oakley's for many, many years. Now they've raised it to the next level. It's called the O-Rocker. It's available from Oakley. That's oakley.com, O-A-K-L-E-Y.com. $249. It comes in a range of different colors, but I tell you, it's really comfortable. You can get a Bluetooth adapter if you want. Plus, you can plug your iPod into a Bluetooth iCombi adapter and play it on these headphones. I know it sounds kind of weird, but once you try it, I think you'll be amazed once you put them on, guys.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Now, I think that completes the entire picture. It sounds fantastic.
It is. It's pretty cool. And also, Belkin has come out with a new product called the TuneTalk for iPod, only the iPod with video it will work. And I haven't checked it out and see if it plays on the Nano, the new Nano, but it's $69.99. It is a complete voice recorder. It does 44 kilohertz, so it's CD quality. You can plug in an external microphone, 3.5 millimeter stereo, does hands-free recording, it comes with a stand. I like it because it's got a gain control. Brad will really like that. Automatic gain control built into it. So it prevents a lot of the clipping that comes along with those mics. So now we've got two iPod mics. One from, Extreme, called the Micro Memo, and now the TuneTalk. TuneTalk is retailed for $69.99. Just go to Belkin, BELKIN.com. I really like it, and it fits with most cases as well. So check it out. Those are a couple new fun toys for the iPod.
Cool, Sammy. Thank you so much. There we go. Sam Levin with his cool Mac picks. Isn't that cool? You gotta love that stuff.
It's so cool.
There you go, Sam Levin. And next up, we're gonna have Dino Orlando, the host of the Inside Mac Minute Daily News Program, with all the happenings in the news of the week. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com. Coast to coast and around the world, Scott Shepherd is Inside Mac.
Inside Mac Radio is live. We're the only location worldwide that gives you everything that's great about the Macintosh every day. Inside Mac Radio is brought to you by Mac Update, as we said earlier, and of course, Creative Pro at creativepro.com. Right now, we're here with Dina Orlando, the host of the Inside Mac Minute Headline News. Dina, take it away.
Thanks, Scott. After all the hype that took place leading up to Showtime, it just goes to show that Apple knows how to create buzz. According to Jupiter research analyst Michael Gartenberg, Apple is so good at creating buzz that when they sent out the invitation to press and analysts, the invite alone made news. For about 2 weeks, analysts speculated about what Apple was planning, and the company gave a few hints. But that just fueled the fire. ABC News wrote Apple's ability to leak out just enough information to whet appetites but still get butts in the seats at its news conferences is an enviable skill the company seems to have mastered. Analysts can try to guess that Apple is about to reveal, but they never know the whole story. Art Gartenberg also said even when people think they know the story, they don't know the whole story, and sometimes they're completely wrong. The element of surprise fuels the hype to those who cover technology as well as for those who are just fans of the company and its products. Stephen Baker, an analyst with NPD Group, said of Apple, "They make unique things, its lifestyle as much as a piece of electronics, and that generates a lot of interest among people." And speaking of not knowing the whole story, according to Mac News World, a French newspaper certainly showed that it didn't have the whole story, or any story for that matter. It published a full-page photograph of an iPhone on the very day that Apple didn't introduce the iPhone. The headline read, "Apple's Call," and the picture was credited to Apple itself. Well, as we all know, there is no iPhone, at least not yet, and newspaper's 15 minutes of fame turned into disgrace, especially when it became very clear the photo was a fake and the credit to Apple was an error. The executive director dismissed the mistake as a journalist's desire for the product to exist. But in fact, the image was produced by British design agency MDI Digital and took the blame in a correction that was published the next day.
Dude, loser. L on the forehead. Slime ball, Lucky Pierre.
I think this goes back to the product.
Go have another piece of bread and a bottle of wine, you idiot. Frenchie. Lucky Pierre, you idiot.
Quote of the day.
Now, you're going to get mugged when you go to Paris now. You realize
I'm not going to Paris.
Quote of the day. Dewey defeats Truman.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
Back to the news.
Losers.
Back to the news.
Rumor monger scum.
We interrupt this regular broadcast to bring you the news.
Thanks, Brad. The new 8-gig iPod Nano was given an Editor's Choice Award by PC Magazine this week. With its aluminum shell, longer battery life, and a slim shape, the Nano is set to be Apple's most popular iPod yet. The 8-gig Nano was put to the test by PC Mag, and other than the fact that its black color picked up more than a few fingerprints, its slick design and bright screen more than made up for it. What really stood out was the new search feature. The fact that you can search for content by first letter or by keyword makes finding what you're looking for much easier, especially with the 8-gig model. The Nano was tested against the first-gen Nano and the SanDisk Sansa E280. The sound quality is almost identical between the first and second gen Nanos, but when it was compared to the Sansa E280, the new Nano showed more presence in the highs and bass. According to the article, frequency response is similar to the previous model, with a little adjustment to the bass. A word of caution, though, the new Nano can get very loud. It sustained 110 decibels with a 115 decibel peak, which is more than enough to cause hearing damage.
Cool. Yes. If your ears aren't bleeding, it's not any good. Okay?
Well, yeah. How are you gonna drive the big headphones too? I mean, some headphones aren't like, you know.
How are you gonna listen to Maiden at 60 decibels or 70? If it's not 104,
it's not the
not
same
any good.
If it's ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Don't be a whiny little European baby and say, I gotta make my headphones only go to so many decibels because it might hurt our subjects and our whatever you wanna call them.
Yeah.
Well, Apple actually is including that hearing. I don't know what it's called.
It's on the new menus. If you upgrade any iPod, you have an audio limiting function.
Yeah.
So yeah,
they've included that in America as well. Yeah.
Because the communist socialist swines over in Europe make their what do you want to call them?
Yeah,
they're citizens.
Well,
they limit it for them because they figure that people are too stupid to do it themselves. So let's make companies limit our products because our
But we have
people in our country.
We have California has an overabundance of lawyers, and need I say more?
It's not the point, man. It's the point that never mind.
No, I'm with you. Let's get back to the news.
The story goes on to say, in the end, PC Mag gives the Nano a thumbs up, stating the second gen iPod Nano is an excellent product. And the Nano's baby brother, the iPod Shuffle, is also getting high marks. Mac News World said the world's smallest MP3 player is incredibly simple to use, and you really can take it everywhere with you thanks to the clip on the back. The report said for $79, the iPod Shuffle is great intro to Apple's iPod, and it's a bargain. And in other news, the Zune was officially announced this week by Microsoft. It's been known to be called the iPod killer, but instead it may be well known for being killed by iPod. ZDNet said there's little doubt that Microsoft's design to release details about the Zune were partly as a result of Apple's unveiling of the new updated iPod line. The Zune offers very few highlights, but mostly the Zune is inferior to the latest iPods to come out from Apple. A few things that go against the Zune is the fact that it's not cross-platform, so it won't connect to a Mac. There isn't a podcast management system, it doesn't offer many accessories, and the battery life is short. The comparison even went beyond the actual player. The packaging was compared as well. The article said Zune's boring brown box doesn't reveal what is inside, and unless you happen to know what a Zune is, there's no clue for you on the box. That might work if the Zune had a strong brand name, but right now it doesn't mean much at all. Even though the article said that they aren't ruling the Zune out as a potential threat, it won't make much of a dent because there's not enough about it that elevates it above the iPod.
You know, the next time
another
like
thing,
a, right? Well, you know,
a big L on the forehead.
Remember how they call everything
loser.
An Edsel? I think in the future they're going to call everything that's a Zune.
What an idiot! Have you seen the picture of the brown one? Who would buy a brown music player? Have you seen the brown one? There's a picture of it on Gizmodo or somewhere.
Yeah,
it's brown.
Well, you know, if you drop
you know
it
what
in
I,
the toilet,
you know a brown. Yeah, there you go.
It's going to disguise itself. You're like, oh, I didn't drop it in the toilet. Look, it's
is that
it's
a
just
floating?
Brown.
Is that a floating baby Ruth or a Zune in the pool? Oh no! What is that?
Exactly, it's perfect. You know, that's the idea. Make it brown so it's camouflaged.
You know why it's brown? I can't say why it's brown, but you can just take that. What a piece of garbage. These guys are fools. This thing's a rebranded Samsung pile of junk. If it was that cool, then how come Samsung didn't kill everybody with it? You know the only way this thing will do well is if Microsoft buys 100,000 or a million of them and just gives them to people. Here, have a Zune.
I think
thanks, dude. I've been Zuned.
I think,
right on.
Yeah, I think free might be the right price.
Dude, even if it's free doesn't mean it's any good.
No, I mean, you know, yeah. You know, you still have to throw it away because it doesn't work. So, I mean, even you gotta pay people to take it. I think that's the bottom line.
Only guys going to buy one are losers.
Yeah.
That's it,
nice.
Okay?
Well,
nice.
I'm just happy
because I'm pro Mac and I like the Macintosh and the whole gig. It's just nothing has come close to the user experience of the iPod.
Absolutely.
And if there was, I'd buy it.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, it's garbage.
Absolutely.
Next.
Yeah.
Next. After Apple's event this past week, the Bay Area is buzzing about iTunes offering movies, but some movie fans will not be enjoying the iTunes movie experience, as Apple said its new service will not be available in most of Asia, and there is no prospect of its rollout in the near future. According to Forbes, fears of piracy, which is rampant among much of Asia, will mean the world's fastest growing digital market has been shut out. Apple's marketing director in Asia, Tony Lee, said it's true that iTunes is not available in Asia, and that goes for music as well as movies. The report notes that the Asia-Pacific region, iTunes is only available in Australia and Japan, which is the world's second largest consumer of music after the United States. But even in Japan, a few labels have refused to allow their songs into the service.
You know something?
She's gonna get to her last story, man.
What would you want to say, Scott?
Too bad. If you don't like it, move out of Taiwan, man. Get a life.
What's Later. Wrong with Taiwan? Taiwan's a good country.
Well, then if you don't whine that you can't get iTunes there.
Well, yeah, but
if everybody there wasn't a thief,
thief, there you go.
Then they wouldn't have this problem.
Well, that's probably why they don't
because
need
they have
it,
because, no moral well, ethics.
They don't. No, not Taiwan, but China. I'd say China really is what you're talking about. China basically they
Indonesia,
don't need iTunes.
China, Taiwan, come on.
Well, no, there's
Vietnam.
Difference.
They're all doing the stuff. You know, it's like here, you want to buy, you like, you know, whatever.
Okay, there's another country we can't travel to.
Well, no, I mean, really, I mean, why sell your stuff there when, I mean, even look at, when you buy stuff on eBay, everybody always says, well, not ship to Asia or Indonesia.
Whoa.
They won't even send stuff there because everybody steals everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, on a lighter note, the iPod accessory guys have done it again. They really think of everything. A new iPod-enabled tailor suit will be available soon. It'll come in 5 different styles and will have 5-button electronic control panel for controlling an iPod's music functions right on the lapel. The suit is machine washable and wrinkle resistant, and they should be available in November.
You know who needs one of those? Desmond Crisis. He can put a little coiled earpiece
Where
in and it'll look
he?
Like, you know,
Isn't
the
Isn't he supposed to be here today?
Track through to Taquan. That's cool. Dina, thank you so much for the great news.
Anytime, guys.
There you go. Inside Mac. We'll be right back.
thanks for calling. This is Tom. I'm not in right now. In fact, I'll be out most of the day. I need to go to the computer repair shop. My Mac crashed big time. There I was, working on the final version of the annual report, when boom, I crashed. I am so dead. No backup, no vacation, no job. Life sucks.
Hey, Tom, this is Rich, your neighbor. Sorry to hear about your computer crash. Too bad you weren't using Tech Tool Pro. It could have fixed your drive and recovered your files in a few minutes. Go check it out at www.micromat.com. So anyway, I'm calling about some crazy kid that just drove his car through your side fence. There's a 67 Chevy sitting at the bottom of your pool. Take care.
Inside your life.
Business.
Your home.
Inside your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepard.
With Scott Shepard.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac radio program. We bash on everything that's not Mac. So if you want to find out more information on anything else, go to www.insidemacradio.com.
And yeah, let's go to nastyheathenbox.com to get all the other news.
Come on, who makes a Zune Brown? What bright,
well, that's so
mid-level, stupid, ignorant manager would make a product like that brown?
Well, that's so the outside
what?
Can match the inside.
Come on,
it's,
man.
I bet it's all
purple,
brown on the inside. It just
green,
oozes out.
Orange. There's so many beautiful colors in the rainbow.
Yeah, it's brown inside.
Brown. Why brown?
Yeah. Yeah,
what a fool.
Yeah.
Why?
But you
what?
Know, you know,
they
you
probably spent $4.3 million on a color study, and they figured the brown one matched a nice tweet of a woman's business suit.
Well, but you know, it goes back to how Microsoft does things versus Apple does things, and Apple actually listens and understands customers. They listen and they focus primarily on customers. Microsoft, well, it's a little different story. It's
brown. Come
yeah,
on.
It's brown.
Come on.
Yeah. It's very different. But, you know,
it's
hey,
not different. It's a joke. What a bunch of idiots.
But you got to get one because it's just such a loser of a product. You just
see, I'll buy one if it's like $10 because then you know what I'll do? I'm going to smash it against the brick wall with my hand.
We ought to do the video.
I'm gonna drag it down. Yeah,
the death video, death of the Zune video.
Come on, somebody send us a video and we'll put it on the Inside Mac feed of you destroying a Zune.
Yeah.
We will feature it. And hundreds of thousands of people will see it.
And maybe we'll have some free iPod cases or something.
Yeah, we'll give you something free. We'll give you something. Yeah. We'll find out something for you. You send us a video of you destroying the Zune, and we'll put it out to hundreds of thousands of people, and we'll send you some free swag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
You know,
that's what the thing's worth.
Yeah, absolutely.
A flush. It's brown. Like you said, though, next time someone drops one in the facilities,
the jar, you wouldn't even be able to tell the difference.
In the latrine, no one will go digging it out because
that's it. No, you can have like a dookie case to match. You know, like those fake doggy doos that could go around it.
A rubber mold, yeah,
a rubber mold of a doggy doo. I think that's just fantastic. You know,
come on, Microsoft, get a grip. You copy Apple's user interface. Why yeah. can't you copy an iPod? Come on, what a bunch of fools.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Enough on that.
Enough on that, yes.
I'm sure someone tried really hard when they cooked the deal up with Samsung to rebrand their garbage. They had a good deal going. Somebody at Samsung right now is really laughing hard.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the thing is that why couldn't Samsung do it? Why couldn't anybody
why couldn't
else do
make it?
It?
Dude, they have more money than anybody.
Yeah.
They have more money than the government has.
Yeah.
Because the government now is in $6 trillion in debt, but we won't go there on this segment.
Oh, yeah.
But, dude. Why can't they just design their own?
Yeah. Well, because you actually have to listen to customers and you have to you have to actually find out what they want and you have to actually think about the design and make everything work.
They could have hired some hip design firm to make something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not easy, but it's really quite interesting, you know. I mean, we saw that, you know, Apple, what was very interesting is that, you know, Apple didn't come out with anything revolutionary, so to speak, this week. It just made it a little bit better in every single
way.
Well,
I mean, the new shuffle's pretty cool.
Oh, it is.
Smallest MP3 player in the world.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think about that.
The ITV rocks. I mean, you know, really, like you said, it's not...
It doesn't shake the world.
No, it's not a car that runs on water, but, you know, it's pretty cool stuff. So,
oh, absolutely.
I don't know. I thought it was quite enjoyable. I'd like to thank Apple for having such a cool event that we get to talk about great new products. And
yes.
I get to go out and spend more money now. You already, they already got you, dude.
Because right. They made it pink. They hooked me.
Right. You loved it, Pinky. Hey, I'd like to thank the sponsors of the Inside Mac radio program. We had Micromat, of course, DVD XDV, MCE Technologies, FirmTech, the official storage provider of Inside Mac, and Creative Pro, Popular Photography and Imaging Magazine, American Photo, Mac Update, The Digital Production Buzz, and of course, Printing for Less. You've been here with Scott Shepherd, Brad Wright, and the lovely and talented Dina Orlando. You can find out more information on the Inside Mac radio program, and of course, the Inside Mac Minute Daily News over at www.insidemacradio.com, or just hop on over to iTunes and type in Inside Mac. We'll be back next week with more great things about your Mac, and in studio live, Kevin Ames from Atlanta. Stay tuned, have fun, we'll see you all next week.